Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. In yesterday's game, the Jaguars offense allowed 10 sacks. And a big reason for that, the lack of a running game. And I'm going to show you exactly how not having a running game impacts the passing game. On this first play, focus in on Ryan Kerrigan, the left outside linebacker. He's coming down the line of scrimmage to play the run, but he's not really committing to it because the Jaguars hadn't been very good at it. So he ends up playing the quarterback more. If the Jaguars were more successful at running the ball, he would have committed more to Toby Gerhart. And still, here, Chad Henne had an opportunity to get this ball out to Mercedes Lewis. The ball's got to get out. Once again, if the Jaguars had a successful running attack, the two blitzing linebackers, Brian Rakpo and Perry Riley Jr., would not be keyed in on Chad Henne so much and more so on Toby Gerhart. It's a great call here, by the way, by the defensive coordinator Jim Haslett of the Redskins, and Chad Henne has absolutely no chance on this play. He can't even get turned around and set his feet properly to get rid of the ball. That one is just a great play call by the defensive coordinator and the lack of the running game to keep the pressure off of it. And at the end of the day, the offensive line has to win one-on-ones. Cam Bradfield had plenty of opportunities against Ryan Kerrigan, and Ryan Kerrigan had a phenomenal day. Cam Bradfield needs to be better. It wasn't just him, though. There was plenty of blame to go around across the offensive line. Plain and simple, you have to have better individual performances across the board.